Chasing Time is a series on the JM Show where we learn about productivity tips and hacks to apply to our everyday life. There is a higher life. Jump right in to find out more.
Day what? Are you saying six? Oh my God, I feel so excited. Like, I'm so excited about this. Just the fact that you guys are following through the reviews, the comments. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you for staying true to yourself. Thank you for giving yourself this opportunity to grow. All right, day six, what will we be talking about? So when people really get on their journey to being productive, there's something most people do with, and that is schedule overload. All of a sudden, you're now realizing, oh my God, there are a lot of important things in my life. There are a lot of important things to give attention to. You're now becoming aware of the things that are important, right? So oftentimes this leads to schedule overload. I have dealt with this a lot of times. Like, when you have a schedule overload, you begin to feel overwhelmed. You begin to feel like you're letting yourself down, because you take a look at the schedule and you're like, oh my God, every single thing here seems important. There's this quote that comes to mind at this point. It's often said that a lot of people overestimate what they can get done in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in a decade. I also want to say that a lot of people overestimate what they can actually do in 1 day. 1 day is 24 hours. And at this point in time, I want to tell you that less is more. When it comes to your schedule, everything you have to do, really, less is more. The lesser you have on it, the more productive you can be at those activities, especially when they are mentally taxing activities or physically taxing activities. The lesser you do, the more you can achieve. I know that sounds confusing, but let me break it down. So let's say you come up with a plan for your day and you have 10 seemingly important activities to do for that day. You may end that day and discover that you really could not do much. Instead of doing that, why don't you have spread that 10 across, let's say, 4 days and pick like 2 important activities. This doesn't mean you won't do other things. Maybe other things could be urgent, but pick 2 important activities and really, really focus on it. Give it a considerable amount of your time. Then move on and pick something else. This also applies to people who have a lot, multiple interests. You're interested in quite a lot of things. Why don't you break those things into maybe give it one interest per day and focus on it. Instead of writing all of your different interests, like 10, your 10 different interests, and putting it on that one day, you find out that you cannot really do much. So that's one principle that can help you when you're having a schedule overload. Sometimes less could be more. So ask yourself, what are my top activities for today? Another thing that you need to do is review your schedule. Ask yourself, some things may have been important before, but they are no longer important. Can I take those things off? Another thing you really need to do at this point is revisit your commitments. Many times, especially if you were moving with the flow and moving with vibes, you would have committed to a lot of things that you really should not have committed to. So you may have to go back to those places and tell them, oh, this thing is no longer, don't say this is no longer important to you, right? Just say, oh, I committed to this, but I cannot meet up with the expectation at this point in time. Just really think it through and ask yourself, oh, this commitment that I made, am I still being effective in this place at this time? So those are things you may have to sort out. And it may be that you just have to drop it for a while and come back to it. So another thing you have to do is delegate more, outsource more. You must not do everything. Many times we're spreading ourselves too thin. You know that this thing, you obviously cannot get it done. If there's someone else in your space who can do it, you may have to ask them for a favor, delegate to the person if the person is on your team, or outsource it if you can actually pay for that service to be done for you. So really, ask yourself, this activity I'm carrying, this thing on my schedule, is there someone else who can do this thing? Sometimes they can even do it better than you. It's best to get them to do it. And also, never be so shy or never be so scared to ask for help. One thing I feel a lot of people also leave out at this point is they leave out the easy life. When I say easy life, I'm talking about things that technology can do for you. So there may be things that can help you be more productive. There are apps out there. There are apps that can even freeze other apps on your phone and stop the distraction that comes from social media. There are apps that can help you schedule some posts. There are apps that, schedule a blog post and all that. If that kind of technology is available, you definitely want to be taking advantage of it instead of you always adding, oh, post blog post tomorrow. post blog post next tomorrow. Why don't you just write everything and schedule it and allow it run for a particular point in time? There's another important point that you also need to know whenever you're having a schedule overload. You need to ask yourself this important question: is this the right season for this thing that I am doing? I will not talk a lot on this topic because I'm going to cover it in tomorrow's episode. So ask yourself, is this the right thing for this activity that I am doing? And of all, remember that you make your schedule. You created it. So your schedule should not be running your life and bossing you around. You have the ability and the power to change it and make it something that really, really works for you. So down to you, our question for today is, does this need to be on my schedule? So ask yourself, especially if you're having a schedule overload, ask yourself this question: does this need to be on my schedule for today? All right, see you tomorrow. Bye. You've just listened to an episode of The JM Show. Remember, only knowledge applied makes a real difference in our lives. Do well to apply what you've just heard to get the results that you seek. Do not hesitate to subscribe so that you don't miss out on more episodes from this channel.